What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing? Y'all out there living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, shining on them because they hate it, baby. I know you are. And why do I tell you that I know that you are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? First of all, because God made you that way. Yes, shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes, and what is the second reason? While I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? The second reason, because y'all are out there listening to me, man, and this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, right? So look, there's a third thing that I tell y'all too. You know, when y'all out there, you know, dropping a dime on them and, you know, shine on because they hate it, baby. The third thing that I tell y'all is, oh, man, I got to say hi to these haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. You ready? All three. One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now listen, oh my gosh, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you are like, hold on, who is this girl Jay and why is she giving a shout out to her haters? Let me explain something to you. Hate is acknowledgement backwards, okay? Shout out to my haters passion drink. I made a drink for all the haters, okay? Because haters hate with a passion. All right, make sure y'all check that out on Just a Touch of J app. All right, but anyway, right? Hate is acknowledgement backwards. And what happens is that when you shining on them, right? That this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Y'all know that song? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, right? When you letting that light shine, that's like, you know, from Bible school, you know, when y'all was in that, you know, Bible school, they had us, you know, sing that song. But anyway, look, when you out there, you shine on them like that, you letting the light shine bright like a diamond, okay? What happens is that, you know, the light disturbs the darkness, right? And people start coming over like, hold on, is that my boy over there shine on? Is that my girl over there shine on? Somebody putting it out there in pieces, right? They get nosy, right? Because they're getting lured in by whatever message God is using to lure them in, right? This Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. So basically what happens is it's just like what the Bible says in Psalms 23. I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. That's what God says. I'm prepare a table for you. Prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies, right? He said, I'm anoint your head with oil and your cup's gonna run over. Right? So all your enemies, your naysayers, your disbelievers, all these people, you know, they got a problem with you or whatever, you know, just trying to be nosy. They start coming over, like looking at the table. Just imagine like it being like Thanksgiving or Christmas or like your birthday or something that you just love and just want so much. And he's just like putting it out there in pieces like bell in front of you. Other people get to see that. and they want to come over and see what's going on. That's kind of like the bait. Okay? So when they come over there, you have to say, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, they need that work too. So never hate on them, all right? Now look, have y'all been going over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Oh my gosh, mama been dropping a dime on y'all over there. Oh my gosh, so many pieces. And also on Just a Touch of J, the fitness page, you know, too. And Make a Love Beast Kitchen and Just a Touch of J, the app, and Just a Touch of J Facebook page and all this stuff. I'm going to get to them pieces. But I've been really dropping a dime on y'all, okay? On my name is RONI76 on Instagram. And what I've been telling y'all is, you know, all type of inspirational stuff. You know, I've been sharing my testimony, you know, my healing process, pictures of me, you know, smiling and just having a good time. You know, my children I've been putting out there in pieces. Oh my gosh, stuff on Beat Break Radio. Shout out to Beat Break Radio. You know, things I'm doing on there. You know, oh my gosh, my podcast, the radio show, my food. I just dropped the chicken quesadillas out there for y'all. Put them pieces out there. You know, that was yesterday, Making Love Beast Kitchen Wednesday. And today is Podcast Popping Thursday. So, you know, I got more pieces for y'all. And this is Just Such a J. Make sure you check out. My name is RONI76 on Instagram. So y'all get some of those pieces. Now, look, we're going to scan on over to the left, to the left, to the left, right? We're going to talk about Making Love Beast Kitchen. Yeah, so yesterday I did that whole chicken quesadilla, or it's going to be the shrimp quesadilla. What I'm going to be doing is I'm going to give y'all the recipe next Wednesday, okay? The quick, easy version of it. What I've been doing is I've been coming up with all of my old recipes, and I'm just giving y'all a quick, simple version of them so y'all can go ahead and y'all can do those pieces, baby. This is Just a Touch of J, okay? I got to put it out there a little bit at a time. Pieces for you. Now, have I been making Love Beast Kitchen? I actually have. Y'all, I'm almost up to like 13 vegetables now. I can eat like a whole, like half of a sweet potato. Before, I used to have to eat like a half of a half. But now I can eat a whole purple sweet potato. The ones that are white on the inside but purple on the outside. Oh my gosh. Wait till I make a pie for y'all with that. This is just a Judge J, baby. Y'all know how I get when I start talking about Making Love Beast Kitchen. And guess what else? Oh my God. I got to tell y'all about the zucchini. God is like, tell them about the zucchini. Man, look, think about a zucchini, probably like 8-9 inches long, like a real big one. I get them from Trader Joe's. They come in like 2-3 in a pack. I've been able to eat like, oh my gosh, like almost a whole zucchini if I wanted to. Cauliflower, y'all, too. Like a lot of cauliflower, like 2 cups of cauliflower. And before I was having issues and I couldn't do that. So you see how good God is? He's healing me. Oh my gosh, I've been making Love Beast Kitchen. I'm eating like a lot of turkey breasts and everything now, y'all. I'm doing so good. So I just want to thank you for all your prayers, all right, and everything, all right? So this is Just a Touch of J. I said to put those pieces out there for you. So we're going to scan on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I go to Just a Touch of J's fitness. Have I been working out? Yes and no. I've been going back and forth with it. I don't know. Some days I've just been tired. Other days I haven't been. So on the days where I have some energy, I will climb the steps at the hotel because I'm still in the hotel, or I'll do like little weights and stuff like that with moderation, not really back, you know, full throttle with my workout routine, but I'm getting there, okay? So keep me in prayer with that, okay? I can do dips, I can do push-ups, you know, and I'm maybe working out 2 to 3 days a week. Nothing like major, you know, just taking my time, all right? Now, Just Touch J Fitness also has been showing y'all some of my waist shapers because they were back in stock, almost out of stock, but they came back in stock. Y'all love those pieces. Also, my Just a Touch of J's Fit pieces, which is like my tops and my bottoms and my exercise clothing and yoga clothing and stuff like that. So y'all can get that, Just a Touch of J's Fit. All right, so make sure y'all check that out and online at Just a Touch of J's Fitness too on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the online store where you can get everything from it, okay? It's called This Is Just a Touch of J. I got thigh shapers, I got arm shapers, I got everything you need, and I also got the next thing that we're getting ready to talk about, some stuff from the Just a Touch of J cannabis line. Yes, my marijuana papers. They call, all you need is just a touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that? Because that's all you need is just a touch of the J. And that's the name of them. Okay. Also, they are in my link trees in my bio. Make sure you go check out all my link trees in my bio. Boom. Just Google just a touch of J and you will get all the information. So you can go ahead and you get them pieces too. All right. They are King Slim magnetic booklets. Okay. And they thorough French European rolling papers. All right. Just a touch of the J. Now, look. What else we going to talk about? We're going to talk about the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all got the Just a Touch of J app popping. Y'all do. Y'all been doing pretty good with the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all had my app of the day. Y'all had my app, you know, really like trending quite a few times. And I like that. Thank you so much. And y'all know what else y'all had trending? Why y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby? Oh my gosh. Y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn. Chill. Listen. Every time I turn around, the numbers just keep going up and up and up and up. And I keep saying to myself, so what is going on? Did the guy keep talking back to me saying, you know, he handling things. He putting it out there in pieces for him. So thank you so much, everybody. Lagos, Nigeria. Oh, my gosh. You know who's up there now? London, Japan. Like, y'all are really rocking with me. Yeah, overseas like that, you know. So thank you so much. And y'all in the States too, y'all been listening. Like I said, this is just a touch of J. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, all right? Now, the last thing we're going to talk about before I got a story to tell like Biggie, because it is Popping Podcast Thursdays, is Beat Break Radio. Always got to say Beat Break Radio for the last. You know, Beat Break Radio, shout out to y'all. Make sure y'all are checking out the 411 Wire, top of every hour. It's me. I'm giving y'all the hottest entertainment segment, okay, of the week. All right, RIP to some of the latest, greatest rappers that ever did it. One was DMX. I gave a shout out to, you know, a couple other people too. And y'all gonna have to listen to that to go ahead and see who else I was talking about. This is Just Such a J, baby. I can't give you all the pieces. But also check out the Just Such a J show at 12 a.m. Yeah, get ready to start doing the Love Doctor series. Y'all know y'all love my Love Doctor series. Y'all was calling and talking about why people ain't having sex and why y'all wasn't having sex. That was a couple years ago. Then y'all was up there talking about all type of stuff, dating people. That just y'all been doing a lot of stuff, and we gonna touch base on all this because you know I've been getting a lot of feedback, and y'all want me to do that Love Doctor series, so that's gonna be coming on the late nights. Yeah, and I'll be giving y'all all the remix and all the sexy songs. And speaking of songs. I gave y'all my song called Underscore Letter J, Just a Touch of It. Make sure y'all check it out, all right, with my other songs after this, right? Now, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Let me go ahead and put this out there in peace for you. So, look, y'all know I got a story to tell like Biggie. I got to drop a dime on y'all. Oh, my gosh. So, look, I'm sitting here today. Well, actually, yesterday. I'm in a hotel, I'm chilling, you know, feeling good about myself, you know, everything, you know, I had that whole sweet potato thing, and I was like, oh my God, I had ate that much sweet potato, child, since like August, so it was just real big for me, okay, like seriously, were you only able to put like a little bit in your mouth, and then it make you go into anaphylactic shock, and you can eat like a whole, like maybe 2 cups of sweet potatoes without no legs, or nothing cramping up, or nothing? Child, I didn't know what to do. So I was just like really happy yesterday. So God started speaking to me. He started laying it on my heart. Talking to me about capacity. Like my capacity had enlarged. Oh my gosh, y'all. Oh, I got the chills all over me. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there pieces for you. So since I'm getting better and I'm healing, I'm able to do more. I'm able to accept more. I'm able to intake more. Like the sweet potato. Okay? Now look. So he dropped a dime on me, right? So I'm like, okay, capacity. Okay, you must be wanting me to talk to him about capacity and stuff like that. He said, yeah, because to whom much is given, much is required. But I never put more on you than you can bear. Now, that's in the Bible. That's scriptures. You know, y'all, check it out. To whom much is given, much is required, right? So when you're given more, you're required more. But it's the fact that he gave me more, right? So he gave me more than sweet potato. So I had to come over here and tell y'all. I got to tell y'all that, look, he gave me more. He could give you more, too. So that's part of capacity. Right? And then, right, that's who must be given, must is required. And then, right, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I learned that too. You know, he was showing me like, look, I got you. You know, don't worry about that. You know, but then he started talking to me too about thirst. Right? And he was talking about thirst. I was watching T.D. Jakes and, you know, thirst came up. And basically what he was saying about thirst is, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. That's Matthew 5:6. I said, I shall be filled capacity. You filling me up when I'm able to accept more, when I'm able to tolerate more. Oh, he fills you up capacity. Any of y'all out there feel full? Huh? This is just Touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. Like, I'm seriously, like, you feel full. Like filled up, you know, but before you didn't feel full. But now you feel full? Okay. That's because you're able to tolerate more. Like last night, right before I went to bed, I was like this. Oh my God, I'm so full. I hadn't felt full like that in a long time. Now I eat, but I'm talking about I felt full for the first time since, like, I'll say this happened. November the 1st, I was like, I felt full, okay? I wasn't eating. I couldn't eat for 2 months. Then I could only eat like 5 calories a day. Now I'm up over 3,000 calories a day, almost. Jeez, you know, and this is just a touch of J. I'm just chopping this out there in pieces for you, but I felt full. So when you can take in more, it's because your capacity has enlarged, all right? So look. Let me talk to y'all about this, right? God's not going to give you more than you can bear. All right? Never. Never going to give you more than you can bear. Now, look, I gave my testimony today. And if y'all want to listen to my testimony or you want to read about my testimony, just some of it, okay? You're going to have to go over to Just a Touch of J's Facebook page or Jillian Harris, my Facebook page. Check that out. Or you can also check it out. I'll be sharing it in my stories later, okay? So you go over there, you read that whole thing about all the stuff that I went through, on everything that I had going on. Check that out, right? But what I want to say to you is that he didn't give me more than I can bear, right? That's what God's word says. You know, sometimes we think that we can bear a lot until it comes to us. Then we'd be falling apart like me, baby. Okay, all that stuff I went through, I was all messed up in them pieces. But it showed me that now that I had like the sweet potato and stuff like that, I got more capacity. You know, I could bear more because he didn't give me more than I can bear. I actually made it through all that stuff, not being able to see, not being able to walk, you know, not being able to remember. Like he brought me through all of that. This is just a touch of J, baby. Any of y'all out there going through that, like God is just bringing you through so much, that's because of your capacity. To whom much is given, much is required. He gives you all of this stuff, all right? Because it's required for you to have more capacity. All right, let me give y'all some examples, okay? Like with me, right? Let me start off with me, okay? This is just such a day, baby, all right? Like my health, okay? Now I'm coming up out of this thing. You know I'm healed. Healing is a process. God's doing what he is, that he do in my life, right? Everything's getting back to where it's supposed to get, right? So now I'm working on my mobile app, right? I'm working on my podcast again, okay? I'm doing a radio show thing again, okay? I'm showing y'all food again, the cannabis line, the fitness line. I'm working out all these pieces again, right? Because my capacity can take that. Because I'm ready. He enlarged my territory, so now he's like, okay, now you can do this now. All right. Now, what happens is that sometimes when you hunger, you know, you're thirsty, right? You're thirsty. You ever eat a whole lot of food and stuff, and then after that, you be just thirsty as I don't know what. You like, Lord, I need so wash this down, right? Let me tell you what the enemy does. See, you're hungry, right? And then God gives you all this stuff, right? Because he enlarges your territory, right? He gonna give you more than you can bear. He enlarges it. He gives you more capacity. And then the enemy comes in, right? Right? Because you're thirsty sometimes when things get enlarged. You eat a lot of food. And he comes in, right? And he starts to do things to try to discourage you. Yeah, when God is trying to enlarge your capacity or has. He comes in, right? That's what I want to talk to y'all about. Y'all got to be careful because the enemy is something else. So he'll come in, right? And he might say things like, look at what happened to you. You know, when you was younger. And here it is. You like, yeah, I'm full. Like how I was with the sweet potatoes yesterday. I'm like, yeah, I'm chilling or whatever. He come in, you know, talk about something. You think you cool, but remember what happened when you was young? Ain't y'all out there going through that? Or like let's just say you lost your job and unemployment just stopped. Oh my gosh, that happened to me.
Had to go through all this stuff trying to figure out what's going on, because y'all know I'm out here trying to scrap up these pieces, baby. This is just a touch of Jay. But he tried to get you with that whole thing. You know, make you feel less than what you are. Right? Or he might have, you know, some of your kinfolks or something like that talking about you. Okay? Giving you discouragement, or some people around you might be trying to discourage you. Like, oh, now you think you're better than this, so now you're trying to do this or do that. You know? Maybe you was down and out and you needed them. But now that you're starting to get a little better and God is showing you, you know, that your capacity is enlarged, you might not need them as much. But they need you, so they feel some type of way. Because now you ain't putting it out there in pieces for them like that. I'm just saying, baby, just touch it. Any of y'all going through anything like that? Okay. It's like your current situation. Your current situation is enlarged. Because now you're able to handle that capacity. That's when the enemy, he comes in, man, roaring like a lion, like a thief, trying to steal your joy. He'll try to steal your joy. All I want you to know is that you just got to trust God's word. Use me as an example, okay? All this stuff that I went through. And I told you, if you want to read about it, go over to Just a Touch of Jay Facebook page. It's open. My Jillian Harris page is open, okay? And I'll be putting like a little bit out in the stories for y'all later on, so y'all can check all that out, get those pieces. And on Just a Touch of Jay app too. I'm going to put a link there so y'all can go ahead and check that out too. Because I want y'all to read about this. I mean, it was so much that I had went through, right? But I found out that God wasn't a liar. And now I'm back to doing what it is that I can do, that I do, that I do, that I do, baby, because my capacity is enlarged. Okay? God tells you he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing where you won't be able to contain it. Or even try to explain it. It's going to be big. Okay? And what he happens is that he enlarges your territory. Your capacity stretches. When it's going to be big. So, look, this is what I want to tell y'all. This is the end of it, right? All right? Now, listen, this is the big part. This is it. If you get this, oh, my gosh, you got it. Okay? So, he enlarges your territory, right? And you might be getting hit with hard stuff. Right? Things are coming up against you, right? And you're like, this is a lot. It's a lot because you can take a lot. The reason that you can take a lot is because God's never going to give you more than you can bear, because you can handle these things, because you're going to have a lot that's going to come out of it, a lot of good. See, when you have a lot of bad, you're going to have a lot of good. God said, I'm going to restore everything. So whatever it is that you can take, that's what he gonna give you. Reciprocity. You gonna reap what you sow. So if you can handle all of this and God sees you can handle it, and you're like, daggone, it's a lot that's going on. You need to start being very, very happy. You need to start being really, really excited. Like, oh my gosh, it's a whole bunch. Oh my gosh, so what's coming? Because if it's a whole bunch of bad, that means a whole bunch of good that's coming. Because the bad is going to help you enlarge your capacity. This is just a touch of Jay, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Don't be upset in the distress. Look, let me share this. Okay. This is what I post on Instagram and Facebook and everything today. Let me share this with you. Let me drop a dime on you real quick. Right? I said, hey, you. The one reading this, I just want you to know that the enemy wouldn't be fighting you so hard if you weren't valuable. You're a threat, a representative for the kingdom of God. Others will come to the Lord because of you. So don't trip. The battle's not yours, it's God's. That's what I want y'all to understand, right? The enemy wouldn't be fighting you so hard if you weren't valuable. And the reason why you're valuable is because God is even taking the time out to enlarge your territory. If you wasn't nobody and nothing to the kingdom, he wouldn't even care. Y'all know who you are. You know who you are. Okay? That's out there, that's going through, and you got stuff going on. It's all out of control and all that, baby. This is just a touch of day. Been there, done that. I know you know who you are. I'm telling you that you are valuable, and the enemy wouldn't be trying to come at you if you weren't valuable. And the reason why he's trying to come at you because you are valuable is because he knows that you can contain it, the capacity. You might bring 1,000 people to Christ. Okay? You might show millions of people something. You have no idea who you're influencing. And the enemy always tries to come in, right? And mess with your thirst, because you thirst after righteousness. Matthew 5:6. And I'm not trying to be all, you know, biblical or holier than thou. I'm just keeping it 100 with you, baby. I'm telling you what I know. And what I know is that when you're going through a lot of stuff sometimes, right? You need to look at how your capacity is about to increase. Like me, like I told you. Man, look. I ain't had a whole sweet potato. Like, that was a big sweet potato. And God was like, eat half of it. I said, no, I don't know about that. It was a huge one. It was like 2 sweet potatoes in one. So that was like a whole sweet potato. I'm like, no, because I be cramping up and all this. God said, half. And I went ahead and I listened, right? And I was able to eat it and I had no issues. Because he enlarged my capacity. Now I'm able to do it. I was very, very full after I ate that. Because I could accept it. I could contain it. All right? I could hold on to it. That's the same thing that's happening with you. Now you can accept it. Now you can hold on to it. Now you can contain it. The blessing is coming. I want you to watch out. The blessing is coming. It's coming. It's a prophetic word for somebody. You better get these pieces. It's coming. Because your capacity. So just look at it. If you're currently going through a situation and you got something going on right now, you're like, man, this is just too much. Oh, man, you better get happy. You need to be so happy because it's too much. To whom much is given, much is required. So what's coming out of that? Requirements. A lot, because God gave you a lot. Oh, this is just a touch of your baby. I hope you're getting these pieces. I hope you are. Be happy. He chose you, your capacity, right? He enlarged it. You thorough, you wise, right? And be careful, because the enemy, he comes to, you know, to attack you when you got that going on, right? Because you're thirsting after the righteousness. So just be careful. All you got to do is seek ye first the kingdom of God. God going to keep you going straight. Don't turn around. Don't get distracted by all the crap he going to try to give you. Just don't. Just keep going. Because it's all about the fact that now you can contain more. Your capacity. More things are coming. Good things are coming. And the enemy, he tried to get you to look at all these other little things on the side. Don't do that. No. Just trust in God. Just understand. Okay, I got a lot going on. That's what's up. All right. So something coming out of this. Stay strong in it. Keep pushing. Keep fighting. Now look, if you're on the other end and you got all this good stuff going on right now, take a look at that. Because that means, baby, your territory has been enlarged. Okay? So now he might be trying to fight you because it's really enlarged. Okay? He might be really trying to fight you. Like, you might, you know, open up, you know, one of the top companies out here, you know, that cure COVID or something. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what y'all out here doing. Okay, you might save your marriage or break generational curses. Okay, you might show your children a better way of life. So now he's like, no, because then your grandchildren are going to know. And your grandchildren's grandchildren are going to know. And people in your family are going to be like, wow, she changed or he changed. I want to change too. But just take a look at the capacity. Right? If you want somebody else's blessing, sometimes, you know, you got to look at it like this too. Sometimes other people out here getting blessing, you looking at it like, why are they doing good? Their capacity. They're able to take it. Okay? They're able to take it. You might look at me and say, oh my God, Jay, all that stuff happened to you? Because I'm able to take it. I'm able to walk, okay, with my hair falling out. I'm able to try to still keep walking when I'm dizzy. Okay, I'm able to go 2 months without being able to eat. Okay, do you hear me? I'm able to do all of that. I was strong. I didn't think I was, you know, but thank God he showed me. But that might be what he's trying to show you too, that you can handle certain things that you can't handle, baby. This is just a touch of Jay. It's all about capacity. Like I said, I don't know who you are, what you got going on. But God says it's about capacity, so I know somebody out there need these pieces. I got to drop a dime on you like Biggie. I got to keep it 100 with you. I got to tell you. whatever situation that you are in right now, currently, I need you to look at your capacity. Can you handle it? Yes, you can. Now, if it's a little thing, that means you can only handle little things. That means little things is coming to you. But if it's big, that means you can handle big things, like me. The fitness company, I'm handling it. My mobile app, I'm handling it. My podcast, I'm handling it. The radio station, I'm handling it. Making love in V's kitchen, I might not be able to cook at this moment, but I'm still handling it, giving y'all recipes, still posting on all my social media networks, 5 Instagrams, 5 Facebooks, all over, mobile app, all this stuff, blogs, I'm still doing it every single day because I can handle it, let alone everything else I got going on. I ain't even tell you all them pieces. Okay, I've been getting harassed and all type of stuff, baby. This is just a touch of day. All type of stuff going on, okay? But I'm still doing it. I'm still trying to make y'all songs and music because I can handle it. Because my capacity. So when God brought me that whole sweet potato thing yesterday, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I was able to eat it. He dropped a dime on me and said, because it's your capacity. You're able to take more now. Now you're really full. I could fill you up. That's all he's trying to do with you too. Fill you up. So just look at it. Look at what you got going on. All right. So look, I'm getting ready to end this. All right. Just want to talk to y'all about capacity. I know I went here and I went there and I went around. And I came back. Okay. But just a touch of that, baby. You know, it's just pieces everywhere. I'm just trying to get it together. Get back into the swing of things. All right. So how y'all want me to end this? Huh? Y'all want me to end it like, you know, all hype and everything? Or y'all like it when I do it like this? Y'all like that Janet Jackson, Barry White voice, don't y'all? Y'all do. I know you do. So look, let me go ahead and let me give it to you. Okay? You ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. All of God. Okay? This is a touch of J. And I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. That's it. All right, that's it. So look, what's the first thing I tell y'all when I'm skating on out of here, moving on over to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond, huh? First of all, I tell you, don't make nobody make you feel like you ain't thrilled and wise. Let me say that again. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thrilled and wise. Please don't. The enemy was trying to trip me up through this. Cha-cha, I had my mind going all over the place. But I was trying to stay focused. Right? He's trying to make me feel like I wasn't thorough and wise. And I'm thorough and I'm wise. And he'll try to do that with you too. Especially when your capacity is enlarging. Because you're thirsty for more. I wanted more of them sweet potatoes last night. God said, not too much now. Look, just a touch. Okay, I'll let you have a whole one. But he's trying to do that. He's trying to sneak in on you. So you got to watch that, okay? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. You are going forth to bigger and greater things. And don't make yourself feel like you're not thorough and wise. Okay? And when I say that, I mean like, oh, this is too much. I can't do it. You know, because it looks like it's a lot. It's not. To whom much is given, much is required, because it's given to you. So that means it's required. So God knows that you can handle it. Oh my gosh, this is just a touch of your baby. What's the second thing I tell y'all? I tell you to shine on them. Because they hate it. Yes, shine bright like a diamond. Shout out to you, Rihanna, if you listening, girl. Oh, shine bright like a diamond. Because look, y'all, everybody be listening to me. Okay, trust me. I'm hearing some people listen to me. I'm like, you was listening. Oh my God, they was listening. Yeah. So anyway, look, you got to shine on them because they hate it. Okay, let that light on the inside of you shine bright. God gave it to you. Let it shine bright like a diamond. Don't dim your light for people. Please, I've been there. I've done that. You know, they was like, you too much. You know, you love God too much and all of that. And, you know, I was hindering God and myself listening to other people. And you can't do that, baby. This is just a touch of that. You can never, ever, 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 ever do that. Don't do that. Okay, just shine bright. Let that little light on the inside of you shine bright. That's it. Keep going. And just do what it is that you do, baby. And the last thing that I tell y'all is spread love, because it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just a touch of J. All right. Why do I tell you to spread love? I tell you to spread love because the world needs love. Okay? The world needs love. You got to spread love. When you spread love, you get love back. The commandment, okay, in the Bible tells you, love God, right? Then you're supposed to love yourself like you love God. So if you ain't loving yourself correctly, okay, so I tell y'all, spread love, okay? Look, and then you got to love your neighbor like you love yourself. It's a commandment. It's an order. Okay, it's not nothing that's fake out here. So I tell y'all, make sure you do it, because reciprocity. The enemy, he don't want you to go ahead and do that. He don't want you to spread love, because then you won't get love back. Then you'll be all messed up. You won't be loving God right. Been there, done that, you know? And this is just a touch thing. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, okay? So get that love. All right, now look, quick recap. The quick recap, I want here, I want there, I want to the left, I want to the back, I want to the right, you know, everything, right? I want below and I came up to the top. I told y'all all the pieces about capacity. All right, let me sum it up. When you get more, all right, be happy. Because you can take more. Because whom much is given, to whom much is given, much is required. And much is required because you can handle more. I gave y'all a little thing and I told y'all about my sweet potato and how now I can eat a big old like sweet potato. And I can eat a big old sweet potato because of the capacity. Okay? The capacity. I can take it now. My gut health is better. My intestines, they ain't bothering me. They not as separated as they was before. The dysbiosis is gone. The good bacteria has came up. My system can handle more. God enlarged my capacity. And that's what he's doing with you. So if you're going through stuff, I don't know who you are, what's going on, but God said I got to talk about capacity. So somebody out there going through something. And maybe you don't understand why you got this big old heavy load that's on you. It's because you can handle it. Because your capacity is enlarged. And if, you know, you got a whole bunch of goodness going on, it's because you can handle it. But be careful, because when you thirst after righteousness and goodness and all of that, the enemy comes to try to steal it from you, right? You just got to remember, no, I got this, right? You got to remember, because to whom much is given, much is required. Okay. All right. So I hope y'all got that. I know you got that. This is just a touch of that, baby. I had to drop a dime on you. Yes, I had to drop a dime on you. I had to get y'all them pieces. So look, keep me in prayer. I'm coming up out of this thing. I gave y'all before and after picture, baby, of how I was looking in January. Oh my gosh. I look so sucked in. And that was like the end of January. Whew. I was looking at it. I almost was, didn't want to put it out there. I ain't even going to lie. It was another one. I got a lot of pictures like when my hair really fell out and stuff. My face broke out. Oh my gosh. And I was just looking at how I am now and then before. So I won't show you all how I am now. Not yet. Not yet. The pieces is coming. But I gave you all before picture and I gave you all January picture. So make sure y'all check that out. Okay. And that's going to be on, I'm going to be putting in my stories today. I might share it all. My name is Arwen. I send this on Instagram. I see what God leads me to do. Okay. But, make sure y'all check out those pieces, please. Make sure y'all check out those pieces because it's a really, really good story about, you know, how God enlarged my capacity and because I can handle it, you know, and my healing process and all that. All right. So it's going to be in the book. Yeah. Make sure y'all check that out. I can't tell y'all everything, but it's just so thorough and so wise. And thank you so much. Shout out to my girl. I ain't going to put your name out there. Okay. Because I know how you are. But, you know, with the whole book deal thing, you know who you are. Okay. Thank you so much. She contacted me. Everything is thorough and it's wise and I'm so excited and y'all are going to get these pieces. All right. It's a lot of pieces is coming out of this. All right. But I'm so happy because let me just end it like this. See, when I was going through this stuff, I'm thinking I can't take this. This is too much. Y'all know I was on Instagram, Facebook, everything crying out, please pray for me. Oh my God, I can't. I was questioning my own life. I couldn't take it. But God was like, you got this. You know, and it showed me that I could handle it, that he wasn't a liar because he allowed me. Now, look, I'm eating the whole sweet potato, okay? Y'all know I make sweet potato brownies and anything, baby. He said, I'm going to heal you. I'm going to restore you. You're going to be better than you ever looked. He told, wait till y'all get the book and stuff, because he told me about it before it happened. Told me to tell my daughter. Child, it's just such a day. I can't even get into them pieces. But anyway, look, what I'm saying is that He gave me all of that so I could tell y'all, right? He enlarged my territory. Okay? Oh my gosh, I'm getting the chills and everything telling y'all. That's the Holy Spirit. He enlarged my territory. He had me go through all of that so I could tell y'all. Somebody's going to get a blessing from this testimony. Millions. Watch. Millions. My God is not a liar. Okay? Millions. Watch. All right? So sometimes, you know, God got to go ahead and give you things. Okay? He got to put things out there in pieces for you. Just for other people. All right? So just remember that. And it's for you too. All right? Be happy. You're chosen. All right, now this is Just Touch Jay, baby. All right, I gotta get out of here. That's enough pieces for you. All right. So look, make sure y'all check out my songs. I love my babies. Oh my God, I love y'all. Y'all are so down and so wise. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for praying for me. Keep on praying for me, y'all. Because you know, like when you get a lot of stuff, to whom much is given, much required. Like I said, the enemy be like, okay. You got a lot. You eat a lot. You got a lot going on. Sometimes you start getting thirsty. Y'all got to pray for me, okay? Because he's going to be trying to attack me in areas of my thirst. All right? So keep me in prayer. And I'm coming up out of this thing. I love y'all. Everything going to be great. Make sure y'all checking out next week so y'all can get ahead and get that chicken quesadilla and the seafood curry quesadilla recipe. Whatever one I put out there in pieces for y'all. Make sure y'all check out tomorrow because tomorrow's the fitness stuff on the Just a Touch of J app and all of that. Okay? Keep listening because I got another episode that's coming to y'all too. Saturdays. We're going to be doing music on Saturdays again. Yeah, song of the week. Mm-hmm. Every day I'm putting something out there in pieces for you because he enlarged my territory. All right? Now, look, this Just Touch of J, baby. Okay? I go on forever. All right? I love y'all. I'm up out of here. And I'll be back when I got something else to say. Yeah, when I got something else to say. Whoa. When I got something else to say. I should make a song when I got something else to say. I'm going to have to pray about that one. But anyway, like I said, I'm going to say this one more time. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. And I'll be back, right? When I got something else to say. What's up, y'all? This is Just a Touch of J. Oh my gosh. Y'all hear that? Come on now. Letter J. Letter J. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J, baby. Coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine. Right? Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J, J. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen. I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for you.
Y'all know I'm thrilled and wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J. Y'all hear that? I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch of J.
This is just a touch of J, baby. Come on.
All you need is just a touch of J.
Baby,
like it when I do it like that. Baby, like it when I do it. We all know I'm feeling wise, right? My baby, like it when I do it like that. Pieces for you. When I do it like that. Pieces for you. He like it when I'm rubbing on his back. Then I do my feet back. Pieces for you. Pieces for you. Y'all like it when I do it like that. Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love Beast Kitchen. Food thing. Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby. And my name is ROMI76 on Instagram, baby. Ladies. All he needs is just a touch of chin. Tell it fit, baby. Ladies, all you need is just a touch of J. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all hear that? All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J. And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon, and make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. Alright? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
This is just
a touch of J. Make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. Mama got some brownies. She's gonna get brownies for you, baby. Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over there. Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh, man. Oh man, this beat goes so hard.
are, baby. Yeah, I keep trying to tell y'all this is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all know that y'all can really just rock with this.
Y'all know I put this all in pieces for you. Significant others. Yeah, y'all can just y'all can just take a chill to this one right here. Yeah, man. This beat goes so hard, baby. Y'all hear that? It's called the box. What do y'all know about the box? Forget to make sure that y'all go over to Make a Lemon in this kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all scroll around and gravitate.
Touch it, right? I'm just trying to put it all like the end.